magic is this? What kind of magic is this? Come on, what you know? You can hear the skeptics right now saying, "What kind of tricks are we playing here?" So you know, I just thought I would kind of use this device a little bit. So what kind of magic was this? Come on, we know that a girl, she can't get pregnant without some sort of male intervention, right? What kind of magic did they produce? Ah, but let's look at the definition of a miracle. Miracle, God. That's the difference between a magic. Anyone, if you train enough, you can become very prolific. Is that the right word? In magic tricks. Have you ever had an uncle or a brother or a sister or someone that's gotten real good at magic tricks? You know, take some cards and say, "Let me show you this," and you can pull out the five of spades and a deck of cards. And you say, "How in the world do they do that?" Well, there's a little trick there, right? They sleight of hand, sleight of this, and they perform. But it was all magic. All magic. People can pull out a rabbit from the hat and say, "Oh, that's magic." People can do all kind of stuff. You know, you've seen people take a coin and reach a hand and pull out a quarter from someone's ear. Y'all probably seen that as a little kid. Those are magic tricks. Those are anyone can do that. If you get good, really good at it, you can entertain. You can become, that can be your profession. Become a magician. There's no profession for miracles. The prophets prophesized the coming of Jesus through an infant. Conceived and born from a virgin. Years before it happened. The miracle has never changed in all of these years. The magic trick changes from day to day depending on what happens and how someone can twist it around and do something differently. But the miracle of the birth of Jesus, one-time event. So as we remember the reason for the season of Christmas and recognize little baby Jesus, let us also remember that he will return again in due time. And let us be prepared. Let us continue to serve God in whatever capacity we have the ability to serve. Whether serving dinners to the poor or to the seniors or serving our families or total strangers. Just providing a smile sometimes is a form of service that can make and change the hearts of many people. Let us remember, as Paul recognized that he was apostle of Christ, and his message in Romans was set apart to share God's good news. God's good news of Jesus Christ. So let us do that. Let us continue to share the good news of the risen Christ. Share the gospel, the good news. And let's enjoy this time of year. Might be a little rainy outside right now, a little cold outside, so bundle up. But let the peace of Christ soak into you and share that peace with a hurting world. Until your time comes and your time is over on this earth, that is your mission. That's all of our mission, to make disciples for Christ. Let us pray.